Hello, so this is Mr. Harcourt, and I decided that I would try and fill out one of the questionnaires here on GWA Backstage. And I found one by Your Sweet Angel that I thought was kind of fun, so yeah, I thought I'd try and answer all these. So let's get started. So, question one is, waffles or pancakes? And defend the answer. Okay, so, I like waffles better, because the best part of waffles and pancakes is, objectively, the golden brown exterior, and waffles has more of that surface area, I guess. And yeah, I like the texture of them better. However, in pancakes' favor, they're just way easier to make in bulk, so I mean, it's just a huge fucking hassle to make waffles all the time compared to pancakes. But yeah, so waffles, I guess. Number two, if you had to change your username, what would your new username be? Okay, so my current username is based off of the last name of a character I made. I do creative writing pretty casually, so I just took that as a last name, because my pen name was, the last name for my pen name was taken. And, so I took this as like a backup sort of a thing. But thinking about it, I don't mind it that much that I didn't get my, pen name's last name, I guess. I'm fine with Mr. Harcourt, but if I had to change it, I don't know. I guess I'd change it. I think I'm good for now, I guess. Number three, what is the silliest fear you have? Thinking about it, a lot of my fears are rational, but the silliest one is probably driving to a location I haven't been before, because I have pretty serious, well, not serious anxiety. I get very anxious when I have to drive to a new place that I don't know about. Just, what if I get lost? What if I get there too early, too late, etc., etc.? And it makes me like super uncomfortable and nervous and stuff. And yeah. Four, what does your own personal hell look like? How about your own personal heaven? Personal hell. I have to think about this a little bit. Where I can't get away from people. I'm a very introverted and shy person. So if it was like in a crowd constantly with people trying to talk to me about uninteresting or boring things or topics that I don't care about or make me uncomfortable, that sort of a thing, and I wouldn't be able to get away from that, I guess. And then my own personal heaven, I don't know, like in contrast, like a massive library that's super comfortable, and it's all quiet, but there's still people around that I can talk to about all these books that we're reading and stuff. And I don't know, I'm a pretty simple person, so I don't have like these grandiose ideas about what my personal heaven would be. Okay, so number 5. What made you decide to start posting on GWA? Okay, so this was kind of a New Year's resolution of mine to do stuff like this that would be outside of my comfort zone. I mentioned that I'm a very shy and introverted person, so doing something like this is like not something I would necessarily have considered doing a couple years ago. But yeah, I made this account in September, and I posted my verification on New Year's Eve. I had the idea to do it before, but I just never plucked up the courage in order to do it. And then I was just like, well, fuck it. It's New Year's Eve. I guess I'll just do this now. And another reason why is I wanted to give back to the community, because I really, this is a cool place, and yeah, I just wanted to give back, that sort of a thing. Number 6, what have you learned about yourself so far since you joined the GWA community? Myself. I don't know. Nothing that I didn't already know, I guess. It sounds sort of vain when I say this, but there's a lot more people that like my voice than I thought there would be. I thought there'd only be like a handful, maybe, that would listen to me, and then it's like so many more people than I ever expected. So I learned that people like my voice, so that's kind of cool. So yeah. Number 7, could you give an unpopular opinion about something, and it does not need to be GWA related? I don't really have a lot of like unpopular opinion. I guess mine is like, it's not like serious or anything, but I'm not a big fan of Harry Potter or that franchise. It's okay at best, maybe. I just found it kind of eh when I read the books. It didn't help that I wasn't like in the full demographic age when I read them. So when I read them, I'm like, okay, done. This is on to the next thing, sort of a thing, I guess. So yeah. 8, what are some of your favorite words in English or any other language? I like clavicle. You have a nice clavicle. It's a fun one. Smut, I guess. It's just, I feel like with smut, if you've never heard the word, you can kind of infer the meaning of it. It's just like, oh, it sounds dirty, but I'm also intrigued, I guess. And another word I read in a book that I like, it was enfilade. I was just like, I've never read that word. It sounds super fucking cool. And the context of it was really cool as well. So, yeah. 9, if you could call up anyone in the world alive, caveat, and have a 1-hour conversation, who would you call? I have a tough time keeping like a 5-minute conversation with people, so an hour conversation would be kind of difficult. I don't know. I'm a big fan of a book series called Malazan Book of the Fallen, and the author, Steven Erickson. He created a really cool world and has a lot of really interesting world building ideas. So I'd maybe say him, just talk about that, talk shop about like world building, character building, etc., etc. How to create an interesting fantasy setting, I guess. And number 10, what's the message you want to share for everyone on GWA? Continue to be fucking awesome. All of you guys are fantastic. I'm very, this community is so welcoming and very friendly, and yeah, just keep that up. You guys fucking rock. So yeah, that's all the questions. So I hope it didn't come across as too awkward. I find it hard to talk about myself for extended periods of time, so hopefully it wasn't that bad. But anyway, thanks for the questionnaire, your sweet angel. And for anyone that listens to this, have a fucking fantastic day.